Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also let other people know where you're listening to our program. Invite them. Tell them you can listen to it. You can listen to it every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL, 950 AM. You can also hear us at the podcast. You can hear us at your favorite podcast platform, including you can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking this week about the concept of bringing order out of chaos. Now, one of the issues that's going on in our country right now, people are complaining about, is a politicized religion. I don't know if you know this, because a lot of people saying that religious forces have connected themselves to one of our political parties. I won't go into the naming of the parties because I don't get into that at all. If you were to find out what party I belong to, you could probably even tell me what party I belong to, because I'm a third party type guy. I've never been attached, maybe when I was in the military, I've never been attached to, other than that, any other party. And I've always been a third party guy. So anytime you have generally seen a third party, you could probably bet that I went that direction. So my beliefs cannot be connected to any political party. They just aren't. So you may have noticed that. I know I follow Jay Sekulow here on WROL, and I know he was one of the attorneys at the Trump administration, and I know all that. But they're separate programs. I mean, we're not connected. The only connection we have is we happen to be right next to each other on Salem. And I don't follow any, I don't connect myself to any other party. But there's a fascinating statement made by William F. Buckley a long time ago, back when he was doing Crossfire and everything else. And he used to describe the bishops of the United States is the Democratic Party at prayer. That's how he used to describe. Now, things have changed a bit. But, of course, you do have the bishops' involvement in politics. Now, one of the interesting things, to some degree, they'll talk to Congress, they'll send letters to Congress. Now, in case you didn't know this, and when I was down in Washington, and they gave me a tour. A friend of mine gave me a tour of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, where I worked. And there was a building down there. There was a little controversy of building the building, because many people said that, you know, you could use the money for the building for other things. But it's this building that is down that houses the headquarters of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And his basic point, or his basic explanation, was the building itself is there making a statement to the powers in Washington that, yes, the church has a voice as well. And that's true. However, from my perspective, remember, I just told you, I'm a third party guy. I really don't get into that much politics from either party, because my position is always the faith position. What we really can, if you want to bring a change in a country, you don't work through politics, you work through holiness. So what we really need to do is to really build up our need to be people of prayer, and to teach that and to live that. And that's where all our changes need to be. And what is it we were talking about yesterday? We're talking about how what we're looking at in our world is proof of what we believe in. That's one of the things that's really fascinating. And people, if they hear this and they criticize it and they say, you know, who do not believe in God and say, you don't know what he said yesterday and all the other thing. Well, that is even, that really is going to illustrate it more, because if you don't understand what it is we believe in, then you're not able to communicate or comprehend, rather, is the better word, how it is and what we see and what we are portraying. So I think our most important, I don't think, I know, our most important thing is to be people of prayer and lead people to understand what it means to be prayerful because that's where all change begins. And I'm not talking about political change because, you know, I just told you I don't get into that. If you want to see our country become more rooted in where the Lord wants us to be, and I mean that really across the world as well, then we need to lead people to encounter Christ. And we don't need any kind of fancy things to do that. We don't need any kind of fancy whatever, lights and music, with smoke machines and pyrotechnics and all the other stuff. Maybe I'm showing my age. I don't know. We don't need that. What we need is that we need to live our faith and be able to share our faith just by living our faith. You know, as St. Paul says, be ready to give a reason for the hope that you believe in. I know that's not an exact quote. I am Catholic, after all. But as you can see, and that's important that we really live and share our faith, because that's where a lot of what we believe in is really all is really done, and where our work is really done. I'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Send us feedback. You can also write to us if you'd like at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. You can also send us feedback through our parish website, stsaintanthonyalston.org, stanthonyalston.org. All kinds of ways to contact us, so check that out. So, and do remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. So we're talking about this powerful message, and we're talking about this powerful understanding, and we're talking about how we want to bring that message on not so much on this real powerful Hollywoodish type production, just on a personal level. I've told you before, but I'll tell you the story again, that one of the most important things that ever happened to my life, and the reason why I am talking to you today, a lot of it has to do with a very simple conversation I had with this fellow sailor when I was in the Navy. I was a sonar technician. He was a fire control technician, which are the people that fire off missiles. And we obviously, sonar technician, use sonar to look for submarines. And it was just a very simple conversation. I always go to art museums. I'm a member of the Museum of Fine Arts. And I was at the museum, San Diego Museum of Arts, over at Balboa Park. And I happened to bump into him. He was there too. And the two of us, sat down with fellow sailors and had a cup of coffee. And he told me, first time I ever knew this, I mean, it never occurred to me. Now, remember, I had been out of the church for about 5 years. I had several months earlier given up drinking. I was heavy into drinking, And so I had stopped drinking several months earlier. I had started to come back to the church. And he sat down and spoke with me just over this cup of coffee and talked to me about how he prayed and how he believed in God and how all the stuff he told me, which was, it wasn't that long of a conversation. Maybe we talked for about a half an hour at most. And that conversation changed my life. It wasn't, spectacular, going to a production, a big, huge production, preaching the word of God or anything. It was this simple one-on-one conversation changing my entire existence, my entire life, just from this conversation. And that's what changes people. That's what brings change. It's one of the reasons why if you start talking to me about what politics I should get involved in or what party I should, it's not going to go anywhere with me. I told you I'm a third party person. But it's that stuff, that this is what I believe, this is who I am, this is what I'm all about. That stuff is a central part of what we are all about. It's that stuff. And that changed my life. Now, you notice something else. He was not a Catholic. He was another form of Christian. I have no idea what denomination he was, if you want to, what church he belonged to. And we just, this is what our conversation was. It's why I talk here a lot, how, you know, I know there are people in the evangelical community that hate Catholics. There were Catholics that refuse to listen to evangelicals. There's this whole thing where people are saying Catholics aren't Christians. And I told you several weeks ago, I have no part of that whatsoever. And that's one of the reasons. You know, this is where we just share our faith on that one-on-one level. This is what Christ calls us to do. What happens after that is up to Christ, not up to you. And so I never get into those discussions, because if we were to get into those discussions, we'd be screaming at each other and condemning each other into hell, and that's ridiculous. So yeah, we just had this very powerful conversation, and that's what brings change into our society when we teach people a greater truth. It's a greater truth than what they can find elsewhere. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.